Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Now, before I say anything else, I want everybody to know that my internet went down today, so I'm doing the phone from my cell phone, and which is something that you can do. But because of that, I'm staring at a very, very small screen, which is not what I'm used to. We will be taking calls, and Vanessa will be giving readings, and Barbara's right here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody. It's going to be, you know, you're going to be lucky because if Johnny pushes a button and lets you through, you're lucky because you got through without being screened. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not going to do any screening tonight. And I'm going to also, it's one of those things. We're just going to try it and we're going to see if we can do this without any technical problems. Right,
well,
Dr.
Orr? It sounds great to me. Yeah. How does it sound to you, Vanessa?
It sounds great. Intuitively driven tonight.
All right, so.
Awesome. And you know what? In my whole year, I don't even remember any bad caller. I mean, do you, Johnny?
No. I've had bad callers when I worked for Walmart. I had a guy called in one time, and all he ever did was curse and swear. The only thing I could understand him was when he would curse and swear, and he would complain about him not being able to hear it. He would go in there, we go, la 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 la, Edward. La 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 la. Are you deaf or something? La 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 la.
Wow, that was abusive.
That's a lot of work.
All of our people, they want to, and look forward to getting help. And I am so, so excited that we are going to have you on regularly every week now. Vanessa. We are celebrating.
Oh, well, thank you. I am celebrating
you're very
too.
Skilled.
I'm so honored.
You're
That's a huge honor.
You're Dr. Orr. Okay, doctor,
well,
are you ready
you.
For a call?
I am ready.
Okay. Well, let's try 954. You're on the air.
954. Welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. You are on live with psychic medium Vanessa Orr, MBA.
Hello. Yes, thank you for taking my call. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, I'm surprised to be the first caller. That's good. I hope everyone is staying safe and distancing over there. I just wanted to see if you have anything you can tell me about how things are going to be looking for me as far as my life after this pandemic wears down and things get somewhat back to normal. See any changes coming?
I do, but I'm also going to say that we need some improvement, Mary. So what I'm going to do is take some notes like I always do. You're trying to clear your throat chakra when you were talking to us, and I noticed there's like some shakiness in the vibration of your voice. What is it that's been very significant that you've lost lately? Is there a male in your life whom you lost recently? Yeah.
No. There's someone present right now, but things haven't been that great between us.
Yeah, I know. I picked up on that.
We're still together and living in the same proximity, so it makes it a little more difficult to communicate sometimes when you're with someone 24 hours a day.
And you know, it shouldn't have to be like that, should it? You know what? I picked up a lot of pang, P-A-N-G, pang, and loneliness in your solar plexus. If you're not familiar with chakras, that's not just for you, Mary. See, you're so great you called in tonight because I'm going to clear you after the show. It's something I do on Life, Laughter, and Happiness where after the show, when we all say goodnight, I go and clear everybody and do more readings. And you are going to be first on my list. There is someone there, of course, as we talked about, the male that we're talking about. He's I'm going to use this word. He's a little difficult. He's a little dodgy. He likes to pick on you, and he likes to pick fights.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So is it going to get better?
Enough,
yes.
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
She's on with the caller, I think.
No. Hi. Beth, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear
Johnny,
me, Barbara?
It's just you and me that got dropped.
Hello?
No, I'm still on the air.
Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm here.
Okay. Well,
yeah, it says she's still on the air.
Yeah. So I think I think you're still connected somehow. Try to figure it out. I don't know what you need to do.
Okay,
let me.
It was okay.
Mary.
We anticipated this happening.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay. Wait, let's see. 954.
So,
he says Mary and her can hear one another.
Yes. Mary, you. Yeah.
But not us?
So I'll continue the reading. So I'll continue.
I can hear all of you.
Well, I'm listed as being on the air.
Mary
she,
and I
she's
going to
continue.
Am I listed?
I can hear Barbara.
Well, we're on the phone three-way. So,
I know. So what should I do? Call you? Because you called me. So maybe that's one too many for you if I call you.
She says that she can hear Barbara. Okay, let me ask her. She says that she can hear you. Okay, let me ask you this. Can you hear me? And I'm sorry about all this technical stuff.
Well, Mary and I are having a great time, huh, Mary?
Johnny, I think I should call you back.
I'm still here.
We can try that.
Because you have too many people on three-way, and I will only have you and me, so that would work. Okay, I'll try that.
Try calling. Okay, well, you can try calling and get me back, okay? Okay.
Well, Mary?
Yes.
Should
I hang on, or...?
Yeah, you hang on.
Okay.
His internet provider went down today. They had a big storm that went through.
Okay.
Jonathan? I'm texting him.
Okay,
Barbara,
Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes. I'm texting him, Mary.
This is really weird. I can't hear you.
Well, that's weird. Well, you know what, Mary? You and I are best friends now, so we'll have to exchange.
Everything's very strange right now. We got a new moon coming.
Yes, I know. I was thinking the same thing. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Well, just, you know, we'll continue. What's going to happen?
And then, so now I called you. So can they hear us now?
No, nobody can hear me. I mean, they can hear me.
Oh, shoot. I don't know what to do.
Well, this is,
Mary and I can hear everybody.
She can hear me, but what's really weird is I can't hear her.
And I can hear you now, but when I call in on the line, obviously I can hear the show and I can hear her, but she's calling for us and she can't hear me. So it's not working, and this is very unfortunate.
Okay, she says that she can hear everybody.
She can hear me now?
I'm going to go and tell you what. I'm going to try redialing in, okay?
What shall I do?
You just dial in, and then I'll put – don't dial me. Dial the show number, and then I'll connect you on, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
on the phone. Just wait.
Okay, who all's there?
I'm here.
Hello.
Okay, Vanessa, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, and Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I can hear Vanessa, and everybody can hear me.
What's your answer?
Matt. What are you doing?
Okay. All right, Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
okay.
Barbara.
All right.
Oh,
let's
you can hear me now.
Where we left off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Oh, it's okay. We're all good.
But I also hear another person. It sounds like they're in the kitchen wrestling up some papers. So we're really sorry about that, Mary.
Some people wash their hands automatically, and then other people have to be constantly reminded when they come in that is the first thing they do, not the last.
Well, I know they're going to touch a bunch of stuff. Well, maybe that is going to be remedied soon when you get your love life
clearing
situated.
Yeah.
It's going to straighten out, or what's going to happen?
Good. Maybe
well,
you won't have to deal with it at all, reminding anybody for a while.
Oh, really?
That's true.
How do you see that working out?
Well, tonight.
Well, I'm
when
not
I
the
finish...
psychic. Let's hear from Vanessa about that.
Oh, I saw Vanessa was back. Okay.
She's here.
I
haven't left. So, Mary, I will clear everything afterwards. This the male that you're dealing with, he does pick fights with you. It's a real dance, and you handle it really well to the point where.
I don't know.
No, you are. You're making it. And listen. Things are shifting right now for you in your favor. It's really going to be okay. I promise you that. Can I give you a little idea here? It's the funniest thing. You can literally hide yourself. you don't literally. Yeah, I know. And here's what you do is you call in a cloak. Sometimes I get clients that they're very interesting, and I will tell them, hide yourself in a cloak. And I know this is rather reminiscent of Harry Potter, and but this was something that was taught to me quite a long time ago. And then Harry Potter, you know, they wrote about it, or I didn't read any of the books, but it is a thing that you can invoke, and you say, I hide myself in a cloak of light. The other thing I would add, Mary, is put mirrors on the outside. He won't be deflected. He won't think about pestering you.
You mean visual mirrors or actual reality mirrors?
You just say aloud, I hide myself in a cloak. I'm hidden in a cloak. And there are mirrors on the outside of the cloak. I am hidden from, and then you say his name, and you say, I'm hidden from so-and-so's eyes, and I will do it here, too. It's interesting because I had an actor who wanted to get a job, and he got so nervous before he had to go on in what did they do? They don't interview. It's kind of like an interview, but audition. And he was doing really well, and then he didn't want, like, certain people to see him. Like, he got nervous around certain people that he had to audition in front of. And so I told him what to do. I said, you know, hide yourself from those people, but make yourself visible to the other people that find favor with you in the room. He did that, and it worked. This was a guy that was working down in Florida. Well, then he would forget.
Even in the same house, right?
Yes, it worked. It worked. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you hide yourself with him in the same house and you're not going anywhere for a while, if you go out in public, which is what we're not doing that right now, people will not see you. They will bump.
Sometimes it feels good, and sometimes it don't.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know,
but that's a literal thing, and so tonight, after Life, Laughter, and Happiness with Barbara and Jonathan, I will do more work for you, and I will clear you. And I'm going to tell you that the last thing I wanted to tell you was is that there is much better coming. I want you to hang on through the top of May. You can do it. You're going to be much better, much happier, especially after I do more work here tonight. It's going to be better.
Well, that's so nice of you.
That's with the existing person or not?
Yes.
It will be with the existing person.
Yes.
By May.
Yes.
Is that because we're going to be let out again?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I can see that you're not home a lot. You like to remove yourself from the premises, and you like to go to someone's home. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like to visit sometimes with different neighbors or whatever. And actually, so does he. He does, too.
Yeah. He's a little restless.
Very much.
So there's two things. One, tonight will be a big shift with you and he. Two, May is going to bring a lot of blessings, not just to you, Mary, to the whole country. Whenever I do shows here on Life, Laughter, and Happiness, I always do readings before the show, and they showed me some really terrific things about the virus that are going to be so much better. So just hang in there. I'm sorry.
That is really good news for all of us. Yes.
It was.
And tonight you said there's something about shifting tonight after you do
tonight.
This or
yes.
after you.
That, tonight after Life, Laughter, and Happiness. And we finish in about an hour. And so, excuse me, I will do it after the show. I go straight and start working on everybody who called in.
Wow.
And well, that's very nice of you, Vanessa, that you go on after. You don't stop when the show stops.
No.
You continue to work, and you really care, and you work, and it does work. And so that's wonderful. Is Mary going to be staying with the same person or finding a new, or how are you just making it easier for her to live with him?
Yes, Barbara, you're right. She's going to stay with him. He wouldn't do well without her, by the way. But she gets very tired. Mary, you get very tired around this guy. It's a draining experience. I'm going to tell you, you do have protectors around you. Big, mighty protectors. I mean, these guys are, you've got one on your left. I haven't seen the protectors like this, and they're not guides. They're not angels. They are protectors. And then you have one that stands behind you at about 4 o'clock on your right side. So it looks like you have a friend who lifts you up in, looks like prayer. It looks like, and she's a very loving friend towards you.
So you can see prayer. You can see prayer around.
Exactly
because prayer is powerful. That makes sense.
Yes. It looks
it's
like
a major energy.
It is. This woman looks to be Catholic, and she takes her being a Catholic very seriously, and she imparts that love towards you in prayer. She keeps showing me beads. She keeps showing me the prayer beads. And,
is this somebody living or somebody from spirit world?
It's not someone from spirit world. It is someone who's living. And it would be someone that you wouldn't really suspect. But it's as if they've heard your plight. And so this could be a friend of a friend. I get a yes on that. You have so many friends because everyone really, they love you. And they like to see you come. They say that you're fun and funny. And you're very clever and highbrow with humor. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Highbrow humor has really kind of come across my plate lately, and I think it was Barbara's mother. I did a reading for Barbara's mother, and highbrow humor came into that reading as well. So,
yes.
Yes.
And by the way, Mary, Mary,
yes.
her
yes.
reading, Vanessa's readings are so, so very in-depth. I mean, this reading that she did for my mom, it's a numerology reading, and it's many pages long. It's so in-depth. I mean, she when she says she's going to do something, it's not just halfway. It is full, full
yeah,
reading.
Yeah. Thank
well,
you,
I'm
Marie.
Sure I'll notice a difference if
yes.
that's the case. Yeah.
Or maybe he will appreciate her more, not drain her so much.
Right.
He's going to be less. Less. He's going to be more aware of himself, and
good.
He will not think. Yeah, he won't think to find you. You're a problem solver. See, to you. Mm-hmm.
Is
right.
he doing
and,
anything to bother her on purpose? Like not
yeah,
wash his hands
yeah.
when he comes in, or is he just
yeah,
that
just
way?
Yeah, just devilish about it. Just stubborn and devilish about it.
Yeah, I think that describes him. Yeah. He also kind of he loves it. He loves. He keeps talking about looking at his feet or liking his feet or he likes. His
yeah,
feet.
He's got for a man he has beautiful feet.
Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Say that. That's very...
It's funny.
Interesting.
Now,
wow.
Yeah, that can
be questions, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
I just said I was
didn't
throwing
catch
questions.
You.
Did
well,
I
answer
your question?
As far as the financial end of it, if that's going to be an improvement too, because
yeah,
I've been needing a new car really bad, and I've been needing, you know, some other help with things.
Okay. One thing about the car. The car,
mm-hmm.
okay, has, it, look, everything has an energy field to it. This car loves you.
It was my parents' car. That's why I've been hanging on to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
old. It's an
older car. Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a breakup of big proportions. So I'm really big on speaking to things. Like, I have, we have lots of cars. It's so interesting. But I speak to my cars. And I tell them thank you, even when I just go to the grocery store and come back. But that's like not a thing anymore, is it? So I always
yeah.
tell my cars thank you. And
my
I
mother used
car.
To do that. Mother always said
oh,
thank you for
right?
bringing us home.
Oh, I
she
know.
She always
it's,
did that.
Yes, it's a thing.
I
so.
Do too. I don't think
yep.
the car,
oh.
but I do say buy
so
home, buy house, buy. I say
yeah.
I don't say bye to my car, but I say. Thank you and bye to my home.
Yes, that's a
oh.
smart thing to do, actually. It's
oh.
a blessing because your words, especially from people who are seeking to do the right thing in life, that is a blessing because your words are wands. It's like, you know, like fairy, like almost like fairy godmother wands. Your words are wands. And our cars are always in 100% repair. In other words, we don't ever have to do anything to them. And they always carry us and do that. You're going to lament the loss of the car. I just want to let you know. But Mary, if you do want a new car,
uh-huh.
write down exactly what you want in a list and speak words of love and healing of it and ask your angels and guides to bring it to you. But I'm going to tell you, that there's going to be, it's like breaking up with somebody with that car.
Oh, yeah, it will be hard. I've always felt sad when I let my cars go. I've always done that.
Yeah.
There's been a sentimental thing with every one of them. Yeah.
Oh, I
make sure you
so
take
like,
a really nice photo with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of pictures with it, yeah. It was my parents.
Whoa.
When
Whoa.
I lost them, it was like what was left of them was this car, you know.
That is so
yeah.
funny. One of my first cars, when I was out on my own, it was a Mustang, 69 white Mustang. My dad redid for me.
Too. Yeah.
Totally cool. And you know what? Who purchased that car from me was a fan. And I actually kissed the hood with a lip print, and they lacquered it right then and there, and they still have it. They recently... This is 30 years ago. They recently wrote me and said they still have this Mustang.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh. That is
I
amazing.
Had a brand new Mustang one time given to me off the showroom by my grandmother. And I never expected it. I was looking for a used car, and when I saw this beautiful turquoise and white brand-new Mustang, I went out of the showroom crying. And my mother said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Now I don't want any other car." And my grandmother, who was very generous at the time and could afford to do it and had a good pension, she said, "If you want that car, I'll buy it for you." And I almost fell over because the only car that I had brand new, I had it for a very long time and I loved it. But there, we had several accidents with it. We weren't hurt. And people damaged it a couple times and everything. Jealousy, I guess. But I love that car.
Yeah. Well, I bet that's the one that you wish that you still had.
Pardon?
I bet that's the one that you wish you still had.
Yes, I do. I still wish I had it. It was beautiful. Yeah.
So listen to Vanessa about this car and keep it around. Get a new car, yes, but maybe you should keep this around. You never know. You have a kid, you have a grandchild that you can hand that down to.
No, I have no kiddies, no grandchildren, no kids.
It's 5 to 6 months. The 5 to 6 months is when the transition will happen.
Oh, good.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Mary, for calling. And if
you
would like to carry on with your psychic counseling with Vanessa, you can reach her.
And I will let you know how it goes.
Please do.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you calling.
Thank you very much.
You are
safe.
Welcome. Oh, we will. And a lot of really interesting points came up with Mary's call, don't you think, Vanessa?
Yeah, I do too, yes. I could have said a lot more, too, about why the turquoise car was in what they weren't accidents. It was covetousness. People were shining, covetousness towards her and the car. And that's why there were those incidents.
She said jealousy, and she felt her intuition, her gut feeling. She said jealousy.
Right.
So, well, you don't have to let her go, but I just want her to know that she can reach it full soulreadings.com on your website.
Yeah.
Carry on with more in-depth readings with you. And on your Instagram, Vomba11, V-O-M-B-A-11, on your Instagram. And you can reach Vanessa there, Mary. So to continue, because she opened a lot of can of worms on this one. But hold on, Johnny. I just wanted to take a second and ask Vanessa something, because with the coronavirus, I mean, of course, this is on everybody's mind, the world, and this has never happened in our lifetime. So I have been monitoring my feelings and things I've noticed, and I notice a lot of the good it has done in my life and my family and friends around me, the good. Then I see so much bad, so much bad. So I wanted to ask Vanessa, where does she see? Because I know the universe, it's all about balance. Is there a balance? Is the balance ever not balanced? Or is it always with the universe a complete balance? And how do you see the balance as the psychic medium you are?
Well, I love that question. Two things going on. One, the reading, the updated reading that I did before, Life, Laughter, and Happiness today, was a glowing representation of balance is coming extremely soon. The one thing that I've learned in this work, Barbara, is that the universe does not and cannot tolerate an imbalance. It is universal law that there must be balance. You make some extremely good points about, you know, how it's impacted you on a positive level. You've also seen the negative. I too have seen the negative. Every day I get calls. I have people calling my husband to try to get in touch with me these days. So I've got a stack of people who need help, and they have very, very personal stories. You are right about the balance. The universe always creates balance. As you can see, there's such an imbalance in the world. That's why today's reading was terribly interesting to me. It's talking about May 1st. It's talking about May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, which is coming so soon. That's when balance is going to come. I heard rushing in. I actually heard roaring in. So you and I, Jonathan, and other people like us, we're all doing a lot of work at home. We're very focused. It's all coming together. But I love your question, because this reading is saying that, that's why I was telling Mary, you wait, because May 1, May 2, May 3, May 4, it's something is rushing in.
All right. I love that. I'm sure she will
love
that as well. I mean, I'm sure she's loving this whole reading. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Johnny, I know that somebody's anxiously awaiting.
Yes. Our next call is 702. Johnny
702, you are live right now with Vanessa Orr, Psychic Medium. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Vanessa. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you. Jonathan and Barbara are the ones that run this great show at Life, Laughter, and Happiness, and I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you. I have a question about career, my career, if you see any sort of changes coming for me. I'm just charging right in here.
I'm glad you did, because I wonder if it's you who I saw earlier today. So I'm going to take what they call a shot in the dark. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm going to say some words. Why is it that I might see, if this applies to you, why I see so much data entry, data analysis, keyboards, computers? Does this make sense to you?
No, it does not.
Oh, okay. I guess maybe it's someone else. Well, darn it. Well, wait a minute. Are you in between situations right now?
No, I'm not. I have, I've been at my job for 9 years, and my job is over 9 years, and I'm secure at it.
You're secure at it. So you don't have to, like, start over a little bit in any way. I wonder who this is that I saw earlier. Okay, well, forgive me. Now I've got to, like, start over a little bit, and I'm a little embarrassed about it. But can you tell me?
Well, that's okay. I mean, you had absolutely nothing except for an area code. So first of all, what is your – right? Oh, God.
I know.
What is your name, if you don't mind us asking, caller?
My name is Joanne.
Well, Joanne, is this – hold on a second. Down to the molecular and cellular level, did that have anything to do with Joanne? They're telling me yes. So I'm just going to say that I see a lot of tech around you. And I also heard the word augment. And so it's curious, though, if you're saying that you're in a position, which I'm glad for, that you've been there for 9 years and that everything is terrific, which, listen, I would hang a star on that one. Just know that I can't shake this, what I saw earlier, and it looks like it's going to be augmenting your role. Does it make sense to you at this point in time that you are you not engaged with all this technology?
You know what? I am a dinosaur, and I'm trying the best I can, but I'm not into computers and, you know, all that sort of stuff. No.
Well, okay. Then if I make the statement, Joanne will have to heed the access of computers. I do get a yes. I'm not trying to fit a square peg into a round hole here, but this is something that's going to be important with you. Can I defer to you really quickly, Joanne, and ask you, can you ask a question and let me test anything that you might have on your mind about this job?
Can I – I'm sorry, I'm missing the point. What do you want me to ask?
Do you have a question about this job and that I can test? You're the secure role. You've had it for 9 years. You're not worried about it in any way. But you're asking me what I see about it.
Yes. I've been restless in my position for years. I mean, and I just would, I've toyed around with, you know, changing and
trying something new. And I wasn't sure if I would be able to try something new or if something new would come my way.
Okay, listen, I love that we're now this is something that I can satisfy you with. You're not to switch anything right now. That was something else that came up. Listen, it's so interesting to me because I've shared this with Jonathan and Barbara before, is that before I do a show, I always do readings. It's almost like a download, I guess, of data from my angels and guides of 100% divine light. And they show me right away this woman, and I, you know, explained everything earlier about the technology. Also, in the general reading, you are not to shift out of anything right now. This reading is for you, Joanne. And so you are to stay your course. Your breathlessness, you must be intuitively picking up on the anxiety towards technology. And I'm testing that, and I get a yes. I want to ask you one thing about technology. Was there someone that told you that you're not good at it? Was it someone that you work with, a guy?
With technology?
Yeah, you said you don't embrace technology.
Yeah, I'm just. No, it's just me. When it's something I don't completely understand, I like bristle and I make it much more complicated than it needs to be.
If that makes any sense, it does. And here, I'm going to say something. There, I keep picking up on a male. It doesn't have to be something that's really familiar to you or someone that you know, but it looks like someone that was in or around the company and made you uncomfortable about it. Can I tell you something? Is that you've done this before. You are showing me earlier today, which makes no sense to you, but it makes total sense to me, of why I saw this woman at a keyboard. And then you're asking, gee, is there a way around this? Gee, is there a, I have, I'm feeling anxious about my job. I think what I need to tell you is that we need to connect you to technology. And I can tell that you're just like, oh my gosh, that's not what I want. But you have to.
Exactly.
Okay, Joanne. So, Joanne, are you agreeable to me doing some work tonight to help you resolve this anxiety with technology and clear out this entity or whatever this male, it's a male spirit or something that rather makes you feel uncomfortable about technology? Oh, are you okay with me clearing out this block?
Oh, sure. That's fine. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Because then that way, I am going to tell you this. The reading says you cannot shift from another job. You cannot shift from this job right now. They're actually showing me the number 15. So you will be there for another 6 years. And do you know how much you're loved at this job? Do you know this?
I'm not.
So you feel underappreciated. I get a yes.
I am significantly underappreciated.
No, it's not so. But you know what? I defer to you because you're in those shoes and I am not, but I do stand alongside you, Joanne. And here's what I propose, is that now I have the privilege and honor to be here every Monday night on Life, Laughter, and Happiness. I would like to see you call back in 1 or 2 weeks while I change the energy so that you love what you're doing, because you do like what you're doing, but you don't want to be interfered with in what you're doing, is what I'm picking up. Does that make sense at all?
It does make sense.
You're very good at what you do. I am getting a yes on that, but you certainly don't like to be checked on. It looks like people are always checking on you. Does that make sense?
They're not checking so much as they're always looking for anything to throw me under the bus and blame me for their fault, their mess.
Okay. That's what we call a scapegoat. And you know what? As you told me that, there's such a tack on the throat chakra for you. There's such a tack on the chest or heart chakra for you. And there's such a tack, like, in your gut, your solar plexus. I am really picking up a lot of attacks. You have like a lot of acid reflux, and do you find that you lose your voice a bit during the year?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what, allow me, please, and I will clear out all of this old debris that is blocking you from having an easier time at your job. You are gifted at your job. They do embrace you. Of course, not everyone's going to tell us those things, are they? But as a psychic medium, I'm looking at the energy field, and it is so. There's like, if you could see what I'm being shown, there are flowers all around you at this job. It's an appreciation. And you're not really allowed to pick up on those signals. Joanne, I got a question. Do you ever feel like you block a lot of things? Like you're blocking. I know you want some good things to happen, Joanne, but do you feel like you're blocking some things? Like maybe this reading a little bit, or maybe glad tidings from people?
There are times when I do put up big walls.
Yeah, I saw that.
On many areas.
Well,
so,
you
there
do
could
have
be
some
a block.
Big walls. Well, there is one.
Does she even ask? Do you ask the boss? Do you appreciate me? Maybe the boss thinks, oh, that's so ridiculous. These people always try to throw Joanne under the bus, but I would never believe that. But maybe he thinks you know what he's thinking. Have you communicated with him?
He is not the problem. I know he appreciates me, but it's the rest of the vice president and the rest of the staff.
So why do you care if they try? They can't touch you. Why? You know, your mental state, get that to be really strong. And, you know, those people can't touch you, so don't let it bother you. Right, Vanessa? It's
okay.
Like she has to, like, let that go.
Yeah. Joanne, Barbara made an excellent Barbara made a very intuitively well-driven point, because earlier I kept seeing this gentleman who was always opening a door to an office that you were in, and he wants to talk to you, but you always keep the door closed. And so whether or not you have a door, it doesn't matter. It's an energetic door. And you know what? You cut yourself off. You're protecting yourself is what I'm hearing. I do see some women that rather drive gossip. Can I just divert for a moment and tell you something that I've said on Life, Laughter, and Happiness before? This is a level playing field that we are all on now. Those days are over. You know, with the coronavirus comes in and it's just swept everything down to a leveled playing field. Now, I'm going to step in after the show, and I'm going to knock down all those heart walls that you have up. Will it make you vulnerable? I get a no. Will it make you prone to something that you don't want to know or see? I get a no. But I will tell you that you are my girl that I saw in the reading today about the technology. It's going to be okay. Society rule you. I'm going to tell you something else is that, and I've been in your shoes. I have been in your shoes. And I removed myself, and I don't really recommend doing that. But when people like us come in, we are a light. And a lot of people don't like that. If I ask, if like what Barbara is saying, she saw the guy, you know, she asked you about your boss, and I saw this guy. You have two people that are driving a confirmation that this is going to be fine. You will be staying at your job for another 6 years. And you're doing great.
And it will be good. It will be good because she took the time. She knows something's wrong. She has no idea how to fix it. She called. We're diving in deep, you know, and she will be okay because she's putting in the effort. And that is the law of attraction. If you're doing good, you're getting psychic counseling by one of the best. Well, in my book, you are the best, Vanessa. And
well, thank you, Barbara.
Research it. You will see that. Well, she's going to be okay. I really feel it. She's going to be okay. She has your reading. good advice, knows that she can come back to life, laughter, happiness. We're here for you, Joanne, with open
yes.
arms.
Thank you so much.
Always. Yes.
Joanne.
Always here for you.
I'm going to equip you with the confidence that you're going to really own technology. It's going to come to you quite easily. And I'm also going to remove people that have said ill words about you, because I know that you're picking up on those things. I have a real quick question before I let you go. You denied having any issues on the front of the body, any back pain?
I don't have any pains.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad. Well, I was just looking, and I wasn't sure. So I really appreciate you calling in today, and I'm going to do the work.
Okay, you probably see my back pain. You're welcome, Joanne, and thank you for calling. I just want to say one more thank you, Johnny. I mean, somehow you've got the magic finger. We're helping.
Did Barbara by accident?
Okay.
Are you there? It's okay. I'm sorry about that. Magic finger is right. God. I mean, here she goes on and on about how I have the magic finger, and then I disconnect her. Oh, God. I just wanted to thank Johnny because he has the magic finger. This is great. This is just great.
I'm getting the giggles over it.
Okay.
Can you guys
you're
hear
back.
Me?
Apparently my magic finger disconnected you.
I heard you guys giggling about that. But, I mean, he is. He's not able to screen the calls today, but somehow he's getting the greatest calls to where it's like, we're helping. I mean, Vanessa, this is amazing, but I have to say one more thing. One more thing about Joanne. I mean, of course, why would she even want to look more into technology? Okay, hey, I'm going to look more into technology when I don't even feel appreciated. And I've been here many years, and I'm going to be here many more years. I know that. But you know what? What incentive is Joanne getting to further herself to help the company more? None. But now, talking to you, she is. She will have that incentive. She'll be like, hey, I got a hold of this. And you know what? That is strength. That is going to give her strength. Knowledge is strength.
It is.
Well,
I really appreciated
you identifying
the male boss.
Are you ready for another
Vanessa,
call?
Is that crazy? I mean, is that something? Hold on, Johnny, please. Is that something to where I wasn't really assuming that she had a boss. I mean, I wasn't really assuming. I did kind of picture a boss. What is that? Is my psychic ability in tune, like getting in tune here?
I think so because I was so happy that you brought up to Joanne about this about the boss. I'll go with the boss because I kept seeing a male rushing in, opening a door to an office, and there's Joanne just not really sure what to do. There's a confidence issue where she's been knocked down, but you picked up on it.
Yeah.
And I thank you because I was really not getting the bells and whistles with Joanne, so I really appreciate you stepping in and helping Joanne and helping me. It's a hard
one. Well, you're welcome. You know, I mean, if I'm feeling something, I'm going to say it. And you know what? This isn't because Barbara thinks she's psychic. This is Barbara just having a conversation and what you feel, your first intuition, believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Feel it.
It's
and
true.
Accept it. Yeah.
That's exactly
so
right. You have nail on the head there. That's right.
All right. Awesome. Our next caller is Erica 760.
760, you are on the air with the psychic medium Vanessa or MBA. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi there.
Hi. My name is Gigi, and thank you for taking my call. I'm really excited. It's the first time. I've tried several times, and I finally am on with you, so it's awesome.
Awesome. I love Gigi.
No, thank you. Thank you. First of all, I just wanted to mention that when I'm pretty empathic myself, and when I felt into May's energy, I got exactly what you were saying. So thank you for that validation.
Well, thank you.
it was great to hear that because, you know, things have, I'm sure a lot of people can relate, things have been kind of a roller coaster ride. So my question is about finances and would like to know how and when my finances will improve.
Okay, right away they're showing me the number 3, so let me take a test on this. So 3. Right now we just hit such a curve on everybody's credit ratings. They're showing me the word smoothing out. So is it 3 days? Is it 3 weeks? Is it 3 months? 3 months looks like it's going to be better. I know that sounds like a rush right now, but we're walking through such a prickly pasture of this thing called coronavirus. Did you have like a halving, like a cut in half, like 50% cut in your pay recently?
Actually, I was laid off, and I applied for unemployment, and they're telling me that I have 0 benefits available, and I don't understand what's happening.
Okay, let me test that. Was that a mistake? Was that a mistake on GG? Yes, it was a mistake, not on your part. It looks like there was some data deleted. I have a question. Have you been compelled to file again?
Well, I wondered if that was going to confuse the issue.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Let me test this. Will that confuse the issue? Okay, point taken. Yes, it will. Wonder what the data was that was left off. What was that data? Was that a bump of calendar in the resume, as in was there a skip of time where you didn't work? Is that what I'm seeing right now?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was unemployed except for the latter part of last year, so I had to leave. You know, if I wasn't employed, I left those other time frames blank.
Okay. Here's what they're showing me. So, yes, that rather confirms why you're getting a goose egg on, I'm going to use an umbrella here, an umbrella word, assistance. So we'll set that aside. They're showing me in 3 months that this makes no sense to you right now, but I'm hoping that they're going to show me a little bit more, but you're going to be a contract employee in 3 months, a 1099.
Mm-hmm.
So this looks like, is this technology? No, is this, they're showing me some kind of semi-labor and a lot of work with other people on a floor. What do you do normally, Gigi? What's your career typically?
You know, my career typically would be working with you know, I was a director of the school. I was also in sales, where I was really the bridge to help people understand how to, transition from, let's say, corporate world into their own business and take one of our trainings. Yeah.
I saw a lot of people around you, and I saw you directing people, and I saw a lot of, some work on technology, computer. I mean, obviously that goes with every job these days, and that's how I run my business. But it looks like these are people that you are directing. So is this like a para education where you're, like you said, the transitioning from corporate to entrepreneur? That, listen, I'm going to, if does that make sense so far? Because I'm going to augment the reading real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
So in today's reading, it was so interesting to me because it's been of interest to me, Gigi, because whenever Spirit tells me to do a reading, and I'm just the channel, I'm just, the messenger boy, they will impart the data to me, and then it gets confirmed pretty quickly through, for example, media reports. All right, so you're going to be working with people and helping them You're going to be educating people. So that's a go. You will be responsible for your taxes. That's a 1099. It looks to me like it does smack of retail. So we do see a lot of retailers that are shutting down brick and mortar. And right now, this is not very clear to me, other than you will be working with people in 3 months' time. And I rather sense that this is a little disappointing to you. What else can I answer here for you? Because I don't think you wanted to do that kind of education.
Well, the disappointment might be because I would like to know what I'm going to, you know, as far as income is concerned, how that will flow for me between now and 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm willing to take, let's say, a remote position, even consultative sales, you know, remotely, and talk to people on the phone. And I have absolutely, I'm, you know, kind of anticipating, and that would be a pleasure. And I would also like to start my own thing on, you know, like the fringe of that.
You would like to start your own thing, and something went glitched on my site. What was the last part?
The words on the fringe of that, like in the meantime.
Okay. So that has been something that came up in today's reading, that has come up, in today's reading about entrepreneurs. So in answer to confirm your suggestion there, yes.
Okay.
And, yeah, so that's a go. I was speaking with Jonathan about what else I was shown about Marketplace, and this will not be of interest to you, I don't think. But we might have to get creative and test how that you can fit into this market. It's a market of cleaning. Now, I'm not saying you clean, but there looks like there's a way to dive into a market where cleaning and safety of cleaning and training people to clean. And I was also telling Jonathan that I kept being shown a certification on cleaning. Right now, there is a company that is starting this kind of marketplace. How businesses survive is like this: if you can fill a need. So this is where you need to go. I know this doesn't answer the question between now and in 3 months that you're trying to bring cash inflow, but it is the right path, and it's a wide path for you, I'm shown. So there's a lot of avenue there for you to walk down this path, acquire this sector of the market, and educate people.
That's a great idea. Like, you were talking about cleaning. I think it was cooking. I don't know if this is the thing that Gigi does. I'm not sure, but I mean, I was thinking about people do earthquake kits. Why aren't we making more kits? Maybe a kit to where, hey, I'm coming. I have my mask. I have my gloves. I have, you know, like a kit, a virus kit to say, hey, I'm safe.
That's a great idea.
Let me in your home. You're going to be gone. I'm going to come. There will be no fingerprints. I wear a mask. This is a picture of me. Hello. I'll take a picture while I'm in your home, you know, da-da-da-da, or a video. I'll set up my GoPro. It's a thing you put on your forehead or carry around with you. It's a device that videos everything you're doing. And so they feel secure that you do have your equipment on. So you can go in and clean and still do your work and not lose your work, right? And then here you made $1 million or more on your kit. Your virus kit. Virus
cleaning
kit.
Well, I think that's a great point. I can kind of tell that Gigi is probably thinking about this. It's probably not exactly what she was looking for in the way of an answer. But I'm going to say this, Barbara, that A, that's a great point. B, it's like I was saying, cleaning is the new market. And we have hit a playing field that has been demolished. And today, and I'm not trying to stray away from Gigi's reading, but today we saw West Texas crude oil trading at -$37 a barrel. And I watched markets all day, and I have clients contacting me practically all day. And so to answer where are you going, the entrepreneur road is the key. And because, for one thing, the business loans are there to make that happen. But Gigi's really struggling to know where the cash inflow is going to come between now and those 3 months.
Exactly.
And
but
I,
she might may what, have confused the system, right? She in the beginning, because she was already unemployed, now she is filling out the form, well, I am unemployed because of Corona, but unemployed for both probably. Like, it's confusing. And so then her thing is put on the back shelf. So do I have that right? I mean, that's kind of what
I
heard in the beginning.
Absolutely. I thought, you know, I could be supported through, I mean, I've paid into unemployment. It's not as if I don't feel that I'm eligible. And now I feel like, okay, so I don't even have that. And what's my plan B?
Okay, so I keep being shown during this whole reading that you are to pick up the phone and make a phone call. I have a question. Do you have a phone number where you can call about this?
Yes.
There's
a woman. Calling, and they have been repeating the same recording. We're not available to take your call. The phone lines are full.
You have to write a letter, right? With a red envelope these days, you guys, right? Because you have to stand out. I mean, this is a pandemic. So you have to stand out. You have to do things that you normally don't do.
I keep seeing that there is a receptive person, and I do understand what you're talking about, Gigi, because,
So I'll continue to call them.
Yes, I understand. As someone who, you know, the work I do, I need to do a lot of work tonight for you, which I'm going to put you on this short list that I have, and I'm going to connect you with the right person. Because I keep being shown a woman who will take your call, and she will talk to you, and I keep being shown a bank. And I think you feel, I think you're breathing again. So I'm going to clear these blocks that are in and around you, because you keep showing me that you're boxed in. You can't see above any of this. You've tried everything, and you're rather resourceful, and all of your resources have just turned anything. I'm going to tell you this, so it might give you some solace. It's not working for anyone right now, but I'm going to clear this for you, and I want this to clear so that you can get the cash inflow. You need cash right now. I keep being shown $2,000 would really help, of course, and would help anyone, but I've been seeing $2,000 throughout this reading. I've seen this woman, and here's what I do, and I'm going to ask you to do this too. So when you get off the phone, I want you to write down what you need, and I'm going to connect here on this side, and you and I are going to be working together psychically.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are going to work together. So your assignment is to write down your needs, and I'm going to ask Spirit to connect you to those needs. I'm going to do the connectivity work here.
Thank you.
And that's all I can offer right now, because you're boxed in. What?
Vanessa. That is so wonderful and all good. But what about manifesting? If she could, because, you know, yes, I mean, this is her situation. What about if she manifests that the next person I call, they're going to, well, whatever, and she can manifest herself to be like, I'm going to smile. Physically, I'm going to smile, even though I don't feel it, and I think that person, I feel and think, and it's hard not to think, that person is not going to help me because I've tried to call 20 times. Well, this time, like, change that whole thing, because that energy of the smile and the I know you can help me and I know this is going to work, maybe not the first time, but maybe by the third time, you will get that magic person. Like, you know, you will. Johnny with his finger today. It happens because it's the energy.
You know, but
you got to mix that into the whole mix right now. You've got to stand out.
It's a psychic connection. There's many things to manifest, and I appreciate, Vanessa, that you're willing to do this. I really do. I mean, it's not as if I'm not going to keep trying, but, you know, sometimes on an astral plane, things also need to be opened up. So I really, really, really hear that, and I so appreciate that.
It's my honor. It's just everywhere out there right now, but you make such a professional plea here. It just doesn't make sense that you got, I'm going to say this, kicked out of the system. There's some data missing. And I think that that data excluded you. And it's now put you in, it's now put you in a category where it will be difficult to round up. And we're talking about time now. We're talking about time in the project management of getting cash inflow to you. So, What I want to do is that maybe if you find me on Instagram, connect with me on direct message, and so that we can knock down these walls.
Okay.
You can see a lot of callers tonight have walls that they put in place. Yeah, other walls are just – Gigi's in a box. She's in this white box up over her head. And Barbara, I got to say something. You really are – really intuitive, picking up some very strong, accurate readings tonight.
Thank you. And sometimes it comes across like too over the top, maybe, or tough, or too stern, but it is with a very good heart I am giving any input here. Okay. I'm glad that you think that.
Does that answer all your questions, Gigi?
Yes, yes. I just want to ask Vanessa one quick question. Are you also on Facebook? Because I can navigate Facebook much better than IG.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not on Facebook.
Okay, well, I'll try IG. I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
Yes, come to Instagram. It's so fun and great. And also on your website, though, she could look you up. FullSoulReadings.com, right, Vanessa?
Right.
Okay. Okay, and then you can, it'll lead you to other ways to get a hold of her. I think this was so interesting. Yes,
now,
you're right.
Vanessa, would you like to do one more reading?
Yes, I would.
Okay,
Barbara,
203 area code, you're on the air.
213,
you.
You're on the air with Vanessa.
Thank you.
Vanessa,
thank you, Jonathan.
Ready to answer all your questions.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Vanessa, for taking one more call. And hello, Barbara. And this has been a great show. Vanessa, hi. And Vanessa, hey. I'm so grateful for the help that you've given me previously.
Oh, I'm glad.
Is this Wendy?
This is Pat. I'm sorry. It's Pat in Connecticut.
Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Oh, Pat.
I thought it was Pat.
Hi. Wow. It's been a while.
Yeah. I'm thrilled to be talking to you again, Vanessa. First of all, I want to tell you, my son moved his family out of New York City, and they are in the Berkshires. It's just beautiful. So
I'm
so much
glad.
Better about that.
Yeah. We said that's how that would go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a really difficult time after I did the Laws of Three, but that's finally passed. And I did ask you if that had anything to do with it, and you said no. But
correct.
I just crashed, and it just got so dark.
That's a lot of toxic energy that you were walking around in. You know, oftentimes we get so familiar with negative energy that we don't realize that we're walking in such negative events. And you know how people get sick, and they get sick slowly, and they don't realize how ill they are until they get medicine, and they're like, I didn't know how ill I was. And so it is with energies that are around us, Pat. And
okay.
I did see your message, and yes, I did answer no. And I was very short about my answer, and I'm going to tell you why. You were walking out of the toxic energies, and I'm glad to hear that the Law of Three finally returned its value to you. This is what we call return on investment. So that time that you spent, and I did it here too, returning that negative energy back to the entities, if you will, that we spoke of in your reading, I'm glad to hear that things are better. Can you name one thing to us that has improved?
Well, there was suddenly a sudden change, and I don't know what it was, and it could be very well now what you're explaining. Literally, things have changed. I am better. I'm still struggling with some intense things, but and I'm wondering about that one woman. She's like showing up and showing up and showing up. And you know what I did? Because I kind of felt that that negativity was still around me with all the people on the list. I put all their names in my freezer. Is that okay?
That's fine. Okay. Actually, the tip there, I don't even know what to say. I think that's hilarious. You're very creative. I will tell you that. I'm going to say this about Pat. Pat's a very bright lady. And she's, I asked Pat, Pat, do you mind if I tell them about the genius level thing?
Oh, no,
thing?
Please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I kept picking up in the reading that Pat was genius level and had been tested as genius level. And she was very humble about it. And she did admit to me that she had been tested and that the person that administered the test came back and told her that she was genius level, which did not really surprise me at all.
Wait a minute. You had a reading with an extra reading after the last phone call because I'm like, am I missing something here? Okay.
Yes, you're right.
So really? Wow, Pat, that's awesome. So you went to Vanessa and you had this extra reading. Wow, I want to hear about this.
She's been phenomenal, yeah. But I'll let
that's
Vanessa
very
talk.
Nice. Okay. Well, yeah, and so she confirmed that, Pat confirmed that this was, Pat's very bright, and she does have a genius level IQ, and we picked up on quite a few things in the reading about people that, and this is kind of goes hand in hand with the reading earlier for Mary, is that when you have something, it's covetousness on the behalf of the people who want what you have, and they try to quash your capacities and make you doubt yourself. And this is something that you've been working through, Pat. And so we invoke sending all of those, all the ill will, all the covetousness, all the jealousy back to the created, whether they're alive or have passed on. And I'm glad to hear that you've managed to come through on the other side of that, because what you're doing is releasing toxins, Pat.
Okay.
And listen, when you have what you have in the way of an asset of being so intelligent, because during the reading, it was always shown to me during this whole reading that Pat should have been a physician, that she should have gone to medical school. But there were roadblocks that were put up by people. And so we went through and I was shown things and we were able to confirm or, you know, toss out, which I don't think we tossed out a lot though, did we, Pat? But we were, here's something that, and Pat, you can stop me when you want, but.
No, go,
when we
go,
find,
go.
Yeah, okay. When we find those arrows and those swords that people have been putting in our backs, so to speak, any means of stopping people like you, Jonathan, or you, Barbara, or you, Pat, or me, we have to turn those around and send all those arrows back to those law of three. And so I was very short with the response that, you know, Pat was saying that she was having a tough go of it and so I forgot what your question is. I could look it up on my text messages, but basically that you had to keep going on that because people will receive back what they sent at you. You have to do it. It's like a box of rattlesnakes. We don't want the box of rattlesnakes, so we have to send them back because that's not our creation to own. So when people say bad things about you, or when they think bad things about you, because thoughts do become things, you do have to send those back to them. That's their responsibility. It's not your signature. And that's why oftentimes doing bad things and saying bad things and wishing ill will on people ultimately has to come back on you. It's a universal law, just like what we were talking about earlier, Barbara. It's a balance. And it's our responsibility.
Well, what part did she have? What part did Pat have? What part of that did she have a problem with doing? Did she feel it was hard to put the law of three back onto them?
Yeah, well, when you say back onto them, it's really their creation. And I don't know, Pat, do you mind if I say who it was?
No, please. Go, you know, everyone's going to help from this. So please say anything.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't mind.
Her dad. Her dad just it was her dad. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, when you have a child, and here was Pat, a child, and was very smart and asked all the right questions, was on the right path, really was just asking the right questions. People find out that she's very bright. And it was her dad who really didn't want her to accelerate. And I kept being shown during the whole reading that she was supposed to, and she would have been a great doctor. And she would have
My dad
that.
Was a doctor.
Yeah, and she didn't tell me that, but I asked her, you know, was he? And, of course, we shared some other things that we saw in the reading, too, that were pretty dubious. They were pretty dodgy about dad. And so, you know, it's only the right thing to do that when you invoke sending back the rattlesnakes back to the people that sent them at you, you have to do that. Because, A, it's not an energy signature that matches. It didn't match Pat. And all these years, Pat's been dealing with things that she really shouldn't have had to deal with. That's why you
Well, that's very brave. That's very brave of her.
Barbara.
And I can see now why that was difficult. And Pat, you've done
a lot
of work. Wow.
Barbara, it was not difficult at all. I was thrilled. I felt like Vanessa finally was giving me the key that maybe I could help myself. And I was just so excited to I wrote a huge list, but there was one that was very difficult. I also needed to do this to my son. And there was a moment when I thought, I can't do this to him. But then I realized I have to, no matter what, this is going to be healing for everyone in the long run. And so I lovingly did it to him, too, because there were, you know, he had misdirected anger towards me as he was growing up. And I took it, you know, because I was his mother. I thought I was buffering and helping him. Anyway, but no, Barbara, I was thrilled because I thought this may be the final answer where I can help myself.
And it was the final, the key, like you just said, Pat, like the key. Because, Pat, I want to tell you, Vanessa, Johnny and I know, she has called in from time to time for a long time now and has been looking for answers and she has been working on herself very deeply, and she wanted to get some answers, and she was ready. Thank God, this is a breakthrough, Pat. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I could ask a couple of questions that I'm struggling with, but also you might be interested in this question, Vanessa. My sister, we've not been close, we've struggled, it's fine. I've worried about her traveling to the hospital for, 20 years on the highway, you know, being safe. Well, what happens when, with this virus coming, they say she can no longer work on the cardiology floor because of her age. So they put her in the call center. And what happens? She's off the highway in town a few blocks away from the hospital, and she reaches down to pick up her ID, and she goes through a red light, and a woman hits her.
Oh, dear.
And then she said to me, of course, it didn't hurt that I said, you know, I was going to Yale New Haven Hospital to work. She said, well, a nurse was behind me. She came out to help. She started thanking me. And then the police came and they thanked me for what I was doing at the hospital. And she said, and I thanked the police. And then the woman who hit me thanked me. We're all thanking each other and almost in tears. So that was quite an amazing thing that happened, too. But how did this happen to my sister? I was so surprised that this happened to her.
Well, it's interesting because that's not the first accident. There's always an accident at that place. Now, granted, here's the number one thing I say. There's no such thing as an accident. So, boom.
Right.
That's one. Yeah. Two, that moment, again, that's an energy area that is really accident prone. I think if you were to look at records, you would see a lot of accidents at that particular intersection. That's the first thing I saw. So that's
okay.
C. Out of everything bad that happens, and I've said this my whole life, something good comes of it. And your sister actually needed that because she misses working in cardiology. I just got prana confirmation and kundalini confirmation on that. Your sister was going through an identity.
Me
shift.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to just. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, my chills are everywhere. Wow.
That's my favorite Barbara thing.
I got chills. Okay, but now, like, where'd they go? Johnny, are they gone?
I'm here.
Where's Vanessa?
I can't hear Pat. I heard Pat.
Vanessa. I'm here. Can you hear me?
You know what, Johnny? Because, Pat, here's the thing. We're doing the show from cell phones today instead of the regular way. And so
yeah,
I think that the show may have cut off because we only had an hour, right, Johnny? And we've gone six. It's an hour and 5 minutes right now because we call
well,
in.
No, actually, I have Vanessa right there back here. Are you there, Vanessa?
Oh, Vanessa, are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
Oh, good.
Were you gone for a minute? I got dropped off,
Okay.
So
thank God you're back.
Anyway, to wrap up the reading, your sister was going through an identity shift, and she was actually in mourning, grieving over not being on the cardiology floor. That incident, and this gave me chills, just like Barbara was talking about when the call dropped me, but that's confirmation that Barbara's talking about. So you have two people, Barbara and me, who picked up on the energetic fields of confirming the fact that that is no accident. Your sister needed that. It was like arm. It was something that they're showing me cradled her, that she's appreciated because she misses being on cardiology.
Okay.
So
will that
sometimes
get her
you
back
just
to
need
cardiology?
That physical, that, okay, Pat, I'm sorry. We can't answer any more questions. We're
okay.
on the verge
okay.
of getting cut off here. We've already
right.
gone over 5
Thank
minutes.
You.
And
okay.
It's not you.
Thank you,
it's
everybody.
Because I don't want it to cut you off.
Thank
you
so much.
Just stick around. We're going to close the show. We're going to say a few words for about 30 seconds to a minute now. But thank you. And, okay, my last statement I would like to make tonight is that I just had a realization that maybe the spirits, I could be totally wrong, Vanessa, but maybe the spirits are saying, hey, if you don't believe your intuition, that gut feeling, that you just know, well, I'm going to just zap you then. And that's when you get the kundalini, what you're talking about, maybe the shivers. I mean, maybe they're just saying, hey, no, this is really, you really, really need to know this is true. When we get these shivers,
exactly.
Am I correct?
No, you're
really
you're absolutely correct. Yes, absolutely. And today has been the day for people realizing that they are intuitive. Everybody is, and you have just been an amazing, amazing leader tonight on the phone, on this reading, on this whole all these readings about that, Barbara.
Thank you. It's nice to be acknowledged, and it's important. I really appreciate it. And this has been so amazing. Just when Johnny told me last week that we have you regularly on now with us every week, I was so inspired. It really ignited something in me. And I am so grateful. So thank you, Vanessa. You helped me too tonight.
Well, I'm glad because you helped me also, and I thank you for that. it's interesting because when you work like this with metaphysics, Barbara, it's contagious. You know, you start picking up on information and confirmation, and you're doing it. I mean, you really helped me today through Gigi's reading. I was really beginning to struggle, and that's where my ego was getting the best of me. You got to tell ego to get out. But I thank you. Yeah, because, you know,
you're a human too.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. And you know, equipping people with truth is what we do here at Life, Laughter, and Happiness. And look at what you've done. This show has helped a lot of people. And that's what it's about, is helping people, especially now.
Yes. And I feel a responsibility too, especially now. And, you know, I have been here for a year on Life, Laughter, Happiness, and Johnny is amazing and has never faltered, ever. But I've gone through my up and downs throughout various things. Oh, well, I'm not really sure. You told me it's over 200, right?
200 and, yeah, it's something like, I think it's like 220-something is the amount that she's
done. Wow. So
this
that gives everybody a perspective. Thank you, Johnny. We've done it pretty much every day for a year, and I have seen a lot, and I've felt a lot. Well, I felt uninspired as of, I don't know, for up and down a couple of months, you know, 3 months prior to when Johnny, it was just Johnny and I. And there's a reason. So why wouldn't I, Barbara Moore, who is the co-host of Life, Laughter, Happiness, not dig in deep and look into me and what's going on there with the show and people I'm working with and things like that? No, I have to. And I did. And you know what? It was disappointing. I had disappointing moments. But now everything is aligned in this day, and I've never even had the longest chills in my life, but I've been having them continuously since I've been speaking this last statement, that I am so happy and ignited and elated and inspired aren't you, Johnny, too? I mean, he probably is, because it's contagious, right? The nest of this is contagious.
It is. It's amazing how it works, Barbara, because when you start, because what you're participating in these, I mean, I can really sense you jumping in on these readings. I really pick up on that. And tonight, you've really demonstrated that with your confirmation of what you saw. When you started talking about the boss that was looking in on Joanne, I was like, that's exactly how I saw it. And here,
really?
You're picking, yes. And that's, and I, but I did, I was trying to find a way to bring that in, because I could pick up that. And you probably were too, that Joanne was so boxed in, and she was truly trying to keep an upbeat cadence to the, you know, the calling in. And here you picked up on, you know, well, don't you have a boss? And I was like, oh,
like a different perspective.
Yes. Well,
right?
Exactly. Yes. It was. It's from a perspective of wisdom and common sense and logic. That's how, and reason. And this is how I've seen you, and I've told Jonathan many times that this is who you are. You have that capacity, and now you're aligning it with. I'm going to say this: you're really picking up on psychic communication. So keep that intuition.
I keep telling Johnny, don't you know I'm psychic? And I know he was laughing inside, but. But there is something in there. But I love how you said, like, when I relate to you and what you're talking to with our callers, when I put in my two cents, then they may think, you know what? I want to get in tune with mine as well. And let's build upon that. And it grows, and it can grow and grow and grow. I'm not, you know, that's how it is. That is how it is. And everybody has it. We're not just like born and then we're just blobs just going through the motions. No.
Exactly.
It was an effect we can affect what we're filling out. We're going to fill out a form. I learned this from my father growing up with him. And I've had experience getting in out there in the, I'm not just a model and an actress, people. I got a job right out of high school, and I got an amazing career as a flight attendant at 18. And I had my ways. I had my ways to, you know, how I wrote the letter wasn't just how I wrote it. It was written with love. And they could feel it when they got the paper in their hand and they read that. They probably could feel that energy. And I mean, to the T, when you call a person and you smile, maybe you don't feel like it. I mean, you've got to work with whatever you have right now. It's down to the last, like, drop. You got to take that, what you have. You have to turn that into something.
Well, you made a very good point when you said that to Joanne. That was because that's energy that you're sending through a letter or a phone, you know, a phone line. That's exactly right. That was another great point. You really
Thank you, Vanessa.
My
honor. And I know that it's hard for people if they, you know, see, oh, and they look at the outer, the pictures. That's the creative part. That's like the artistry. But for you to acknowledge me, that means a lot to me and to the rest of the world who is actually listening.
Oh, yeah, this show, I'm going to say this about life, laughter, and happiness. Your audience is growing because you address directly what people want and need, and that's what makes life, laughter, and to your audience.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What a nice
you and
close.
Johnny did that. Pardon?
That's right. What a nice closing statement to the show.
Yes, it is. Well, you and Jonathan have a beautiful energy signature on life, laughter, and happiness, and I love to see it continue and grow.
Well, thank you for being a big part of it. And so, everybody, thank you, listeners. Thank you, callers. And please follow us on YouTube.
Thank you,
Life, Laughter, Happiness. You are welcome. And
thank you, John.
Vanessa will be back next Monday. We'll see you there. We'll see you then. Okay, FullSoulReadings.com in the meantime.
Good night, Barbara.
Everybody.
Good night, John.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
You, thank you, Jonathan.
You're welcome.
Okay, good night.